Good morning and thank you for your patience today. My name is Dr. Grusome. As you've seen, we have a full waiting room, so we'll do our best to get you quickly and through as painlessly as possible. I apologize for any of the delays. Okay, I have your chart up here. What's brought you in today? Good, most patients your age don't really bother with regular checkups. Let's start right away. Do you remember the date of your last physical? A year ago, perfect. I see here that your vitals were all good, and the nurse has already taken care of the basics for you, no problems there. Anything that you want to tell me before we move into the next part of the exam? Excellent. I see you did the last physical exam last year as well. Great. We'll begin a series of questions. Are there any issues you wanted to bring to my attention? Any bumps, bruises, rashes, or discolorations? No? Good. Any pain or difficulties during urination or ejaculation? Good. Are you sexually active? I know, I shouldn't even have to ask him. Now, I do need specifics regarding the type of sexual activities you participate in. Well, do you masturbate outside of sessions of other sexual activities with your partners or others? Rarely. Okay, would you say like less than a week? Mm-hmm. Common enough, given how easy it is to find partners. Do you regularly receive manual stimulation from another person? Okay. Oral sex, are you regularly serviced orally? And vaginal sex? How many times a day do you participate in vaginal intercourse? Okay. On the high end, but not unheard of. Any anal sex? On occasion, okay. Would you say less than every 2 weeks, but more than once a month? Okay. Now for all those, do you use a condom when having sex with strangers or when serviced by professionals? Only when often. Okay. As your doctor, I must recommend that you carry condoms of your preferred brand for safety and hygiene reasons whenever possible. Now for all the above forms of sexual activity, do you give and receive if atomically possible? Both except for anal, okay? Occasional fingers? Okay, of course. Light prostate stimulation, I assume then. Mm-hmm. Now, are all of these acts with a single partner, a partner of relief volunteers in customer service, or public with strangers such as lines at the bank, grocery stores, in the bus or train, etc.? All three? And is your partner equally promiscuous? No? Oh, you two are trying for contraption by any chance? Okay. You've taken a very reasonable course of action then, I assume. You'd like to get a sample for a sperm count then? Okay. Were you serviced by one of our assisting nurses in the waiting room or while you're waiting for your vitals to be taken? Excellent. That will ensure the sample is sufficient size and potency and we will not be delayed by any periods. We prefer not to administer Viagra if it can be avoided. Now we can proceed to the visual exam. If you could, please stand and remove your pants. Great. Now just move to the side. Excellent. I'm going to give you a quick once-over if possible. Please refrain from becoming erect. Okay. Please remain flaccid for the best of your ability as I reach in and take a hold of the glands and I lift your penis to examine the underside of your shaft. I'll have to take measurements in just a moment. Mm-hmm. All seems fine so far. If you could continue to hold your penis upright while I examine your testicles. Okay, we'll begin with the measurements of the flaccid length and girth. And testicle circumference. Can you hold the tape measure for me? Thank you. I'm going to apply some light pressure to your glands and shaft to check for any bumps, scarring, and etc. I'm going to start with the head now, just a little light pressure using the thumb. All seems fine. You might feel a slight chill. I'm rolling back the foreskin to check underneath. Okay, I'm moving to the shaft, no internal issues as I can see. You're going to feel a little tug as I test for elasticity. Testing flexibility by bending the shaft up, down, left, and right. If you could, just hold your penis upright once again. Thank you. I'm going to reach in between your legs and feel your scrotum. You might feel some slight pressure. Any pain when I do this? Good. For the next stage, I'll need you to reach full erection. You've already achieved the partial erection thanks to the bare hands to genital contact, which is a healthy response. I'll now expose my breasts to give you additional visual stimulation. Thank you, that's very kind. Okay, that seems to do the trick. If you'll please hold still, I'll grab up and down the length of your shaft to test for firmness and any abnormalities. Let me know if you feel any pain. Okay, I'm going to measure the erect length, girth, angle, and can you spread your legs a little bit wider? And then your sacral circumference. Thank you. I won't be needing the tape measure anymore. I'll just set it aside right now. You are of a decent size, slightly above average. Nothing to be ashamed of. Since next is the prostate exam, it is our policy at this practice to provide pleasant distraction with one of our Saran nurses. Would you prefer a male or female Saran to provide oral stimulation to you today? Very well. Can I have a female Saran to room 3, please? A female Saran to room 3 for oral stimulation, please. While we wait for the nurse to arrive, we'll prepare first to reiterate no pain, irritation, or swelling in the rectal or internal areas. Good. Any difficulties in urination or ejaculation? Okay. I'll put on this latex glove and apply some lubrications. Good morning, nurse. Thank you. I'm about to commence the prostate phase of the physicals exam. Sir, could you please stand facing the exam table? Spread your legs a little bit wider than shoulder length. Great. Now bend forward and brace your elbows against the exam table. Thank you. Nurse, if you could please take a seat on the floor between the patient's legs. Now, for this stage of the exam, I will insert my finger, check for any swelling, tearing, or other concerns, including manipulation of your prostate. In order to relax you and your muscles, the Saran will apply oral stimulation throughout the process, which will also help prepare for the next stage of the exam. Now that I see your erection is flagged, nurse, if you could expose your breast in order to help provide and give additional stimulation. Thank you. Sir, if you could please grab the nurse's breast, that would be more than satisfactory. Good, I can see your erection returning. Sir, please turn to your prior position. Nurse, if you could please apply light oral stimulation to the patient's glands as I begin the exam. I'll be inserting my finger in the count of 3. Please focus on the Saran's lips and tongue on your head, on your penis, rather than what I'm doing back here. Okay, it's in. Enjoy the oral stimulation as I probe the walls of your anal cavity to check for any swelling or fissures. This is a tight fit, which is a good sign, given how rarely you participate in anal stimulation. Do you have any shooting pain when I apply pressure here? Okay, no swelling that I can see. Nurse, I can see that the patient has achieved full erection. Please apply manual stimulation to his shaft and testicles. And feel free to go deeper. Take care not to cause ejaculation. We'll be testing up sperm count in just a few minutes. Any pain when I apply pressure to the prostate? Any pain when I move my finger back and forth across it? Great. Nurse, is the patient producing pre-ejaculate? Good. Your response to oral and prostate stimulation is normal, and there is no concern for any swelling or any other issues. I'll withdraw my finger. Nurse, if you could cease oral stimulation, please. You can both stand. Thank you for your assistance.
Nurse, you're dismissed. Last but not least, we can collect the sperm sample. It's fortunate that you were able to maintain full erection throughout the tactical and prostate exam and produced a healthy amount of free ejaculate. Now, in order to collect the largest possible sample, I need you to deposit the ejaculation in the most appealing container. Will my vagina suffice? Great. I'll remove my shoes, socks, and skirt. I'll leave the lab coat if you don't mind. It's a bit cold. As crotchless stockings and garters are standard dress code in this procedure, access will be easy. The nurse's saliva mixed with your pre-ejaculate should lubricate you well. I'll take a seat on the exam table. Just allow me a moment of clitoral stimulation to ensure adequate lubrication on my part as well. Okay, thank you for waiting. Now I'll just spread my legs and please approach and penetrate me slowly. Now that you're inside me, slowly push all the way into the base. Thank you, just allow me a moment to adjust. Okay. Please thrust at a relaxed pace until you climax. Okay. Given the amount of pre-ejaculate you produced during your prostate exam, I don't expect this will take long. Feel free to release it anytime. I'm glad to hear it feels good. I'm no professional service woman, but your pleasure will ensure we gain a sperm sample of sufficient size. I'd hate for you to have to come in again for just one test. Feel free to partake in my breasts. They, like my vagina, are free for use. My nipples are sensitive, and any stimulation to them should increase the lubrication and pressure on your erection and continue to masturbate using my vagina. I'm sorry, that was unprofessional. I haven't engaged in any sexual intercourse since breakfast, and I've been pent up. Please continue as before. I see you're approaching ejaculation. That's excellent. I have a sample cup here. No, there's no need to withdraw. Thrust as deeply as you'd like. I can collect a proper sample for myself after you finish. I can feel your erection swelling. Please release inside of me as soon as you're ready. Okay. There it is. That's 4, 5, 6 contraptions during ejaculation. Very healthy. Okay. Please withdraw from my vagina so I can put on my dress. Taste test results are bitter. I would recommend adjusting your diet to include less red meat and more fruit. I'll remain seated on the table and extract the sample myself shortly. The lab will transmit your results by the U.S. mail the next 4 to 6 business days. Do you have any questions? No, I don't have any particular concerns. We'll just have to wait for the results to know for sure, but you seem perfectly healthy to me. If you'd like to receive an oral cleaning from one of our nurses, let them know on your way out. We'll be happy to assist you. Have a great day.